You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Not being able to remember something on cue can be incredibly frustrating, and yet memory is still one of the big mysteries of brain research. Writing in this week's journal Science, investigators have revealed that they've been able to watch memory in action. They've seen characteristic patterns of activity across the brain, different areas of it lighting up for both memorizing and recalling. And by watching those patterns, they're actually able to predict what the person remembering was going to say, sometimes seconds in advance of them saying it. Sean Pollin, neuroscientist at the University of Pennsylvania in the US, told me they put people into a functional MRI scanner. That allowed them to see which areas of the brain were getting the most blood and therefore were the most active. And while they were in the scanner, they had their subjects study pictures that fall into three categories: celebrity faces, famous places, and everyday objects. So, Jack Nicholson, the Taj Mahal, and a pair of tweezers, for example.
The way it worked is the first period was where they sat there and studied each of these items, and we asked them to make a judgment on each item, so how much they love or hate Jack Nicholson, how much they'd like to go to the Taj Mahal. And then later in the experiment, at the end, the screen went blank, and the subject was asked to recall as many items as they could in any order. So it was totally up to them how they wanted to search their memory for these studied items.
So that's what you were doing. So that they looked at these objects, as you say, they memorized them, and then when they were recalling them, you were looking at their brains again as they were doing that.
Yes. So while they were studying the items, we characterized their brain patterns for each of these three categories. So we said, this is what their brain looks like while they're studying faces, this is what this person's brain looks like when they're studying locations, and the same for objects. And then we later looked to see if these same patterns come back up while they attempt to recall the items.
And what did you see as they were recalling them?
Well, it's really interesting that we saw, for example, the subject is just sitting there in the scanner attempting to recall items, and the pattern of face activity, the face estimate, rises up, and then they start to recall specific items. So we can actually tell a few seconds before they start to talk what category, what type of item they're going to say next. So on average, it looks like you can tell about 5 seconds or more before the subject even begins to say specific items what category they're trying to access, so to speak.
That sounds incredible. So they'd be there trying to recall a picture they'd seen earlier of a celebrity, say Jack Nicholson, and you're able to tell a good 5 seconds beforehand that they're at least thinking in that direction.
Yes, so it's hard to look at any one brain area and say, oh, I know what's going on in this subject's brain right now. However, we have this technique that looks at many areas of the brain at once, which allows us to make a much better judgment. We can look at a single brain image and say, and the technique will say, oh, they're looking at a face right now, or they're trying to remember a face right now. When you experience any event in the world, it's coded by your brain into a very complex pattern of neural firing. And so we can just see basically a reflection of this pattern through the fMRI scanner.
And then when you go on to recall that memory, it's that same pattern of neurons that are firing that you're then seeing and creating the same pattern.
Yeah, so this is a big idea in the field of memory, the idea that the job of the memory system is to return the brain to a state that it was in the past. And so the same pattern that you see when someone is experiencing an event, we expect to see show up again when they're recalling that event. And this is a good first step towards showing that this is the case.
So our brains are sort of literally retracing the steps that they took.
Yes, revisiting the past.
Some people might be quite alarmed by the idea that you're able to say in advance what they're thinking of.
Well, I'm trying to focus on the more positive applications of this research. I mean, everyone's afraid of losing their memory, be it due to Alzheimer's disease, brain damage, senility. My hope is that in the long run, this research will help us better understand the brain mechanisms underlying memory and guide the successful treatment of these and other disorders.
Sean Pollin there from the University of Pennsylvania. You're listening to Science in Action from the BBC World Service. Still to come, what makes a good dancer?
Spinal movements, the movements of